Stephan, good day program. Lots of things going on today, as is usually the case. Happy to cover it from stem to stern, from A to Z, from 1 to 10. The first news of the day, important stories, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Dudley Stephan, and the Queen of Cheap. She's donned her robes. She's ready to tell you what she's going to tell you. This is like the old adage, I'm going to give a speech today. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you. Then I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to tell you what I told you.
What you'll say. Yeah. that's the rule of news.
Yes,
news
it is.
Newscasters.
Right. Yes. So,
okay. So, we have Christmas card things for you. We have Crocs. We have Kmart. We have Redken hair samples. And we have a reindeer cam.
Really?
Hmm. Yes.
Reindeer cam.
I was watching it last night. It was... It's amazing how these things, they're just like cameras on animals, and you're just fixated by it.
Well, there are a lot of people who think I should put a cam on one of my cows.
Absolutely.
That video cam. And
like one of those GoPro, you know, put on the cow's head.
All right, so send me what technology I need for that, Kenny, and I will do that. Also, people thought I should put a camera on Charlotte. How well that would go.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I've been up half of the night with her. She get into something, speaking of cameras on her, the kids who were eating in here, and they left some chicken bones in a bag, and somehow Charlotte got into them and has been not. You can hear, when you know it's bad when you can hear her stomach gurgling.
Poor thing.
So, anyway, the news. Roberta just made a comment about the news. There's a story today that you all ought to know about, focusing on the FCC and what has been dubbed Fairness Doctrine 2.0. The FCC, according to a letter sent by 39 congressmen to the FCC yesterday, has, quote, no business probing the news media's editorial judgment and expertise, nor does it have any business in prescribing a set of critical information statutes, basically. That's what came from the FCC. Is a new the new boss in town, new sheriff in town for the FCC. And apparently, even though his guy's name is Tom Wheeler, by the way, even though there have been priorities and statements made, we're not going to get back to the Fairness Doctrine, these people are politicians, and you don't believe anything exactly. The agency, according to the new chairman, is going to spend $900,000 of your tax money on a qualitative analysis of providers of news in Columbia, South Carolina. The public notice, which was, I think, the first part of November, if I'm not mistaken, suggests that the FCC is going to launch a critical evaluation in South Carolina, a field test, if you will, to ascertain critical informational needs that the community has. The FCC says this is research into ways to lower market barriers for people who don't get enough news coverage. So the charge in the letter that went to the FCC says, quote, the study plans to ask journalists, station owners, corporate media group owners about the news philosophy, what factors influence story selection, and whether and why story ideas are rejected in the newsroom. That doesn't sound too good to me. I don't want the FCC. There's none of their damn business how the radio stations operate. The FCC is there to do one thing, and of course, as usual with every other government agency, was set up in 1929 to monitor frequencies so that one person didn't use the same frequency in competition with somebody else on the same frequency. So you wouldn't want to have in the same market two radio stations at 11:30 on the AM band. That was why the FCC was set up. From that point to this, it's been a power grab, billions and billions of dollars spent on things that really, it's a very complicated thing. Everybody's cell phone towers, the management of cell phones and how they're built, all that stuff now comes under the purview of the FCC. So anyway, the previous chairman of the FCC wiped the Fairness Doctrine off the books in August a couple of years ago, August 2011 or 12, I remember it happening. So now this guy wants to bring it back again, in essence, or at least he wants to study it. Imagine the FCC going into your town and talking to people about what needs to be in the news. Why is that a function of the federal government?
Pretty scary is what it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And there's more and more and more and more of it every day. All the time. So, I wanted to bring you up to date on that. As if that wasn't enough, have you heard the latest when it comes to the NSA and spying? I was just talking, if you weren't around the last hour, about the FBI having a new tool in which they can monitor your account, your email account, through your computer. They can turn it on without the light going on, without you knowing it, and watch what you're doing.
The
FBI. FBI.
The webcam.
Yeah, the camera.
The webcam.
Oh.
Yeah.
They can activate webcams, and they have been able to for like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So now, some of the top secret documents that were leaked by Edward Snowden.
Oh, look at you all proud of yourself. You can't even say it with a straight face.
Okay. So these documents reveal a previously unknown NSA program codenamed Santa, securing America's Noel toy allotment. A key component of the Santa program is the use of hidden recording and transmitting devices in Elf on the Shelf dolls. The Elf on the Shelf dolls allow the NASA folks to secretly monitor citizens from inside their own homes. Visit the Santa program. NASA has been able to collect, they've been able to collect highly personal data on millions of American children, including, but not limited to, when they are sleeping, when they are awake, whether they've been good or bad. Additionally, the children are asked to name each elf on the shelf, which serves as a subversive psychological exam. Although the details of the NSA's criteria are not fully known, examples of the leaked documents indicate that naming an elf on the shelf Bob or George Washington or Eagle results in a rating of nice. Naming an elf on the shelf Osama or Saddam or Death to America will result in a household being flagged as naughty, likely to lead to a drone strike. Since the program has become public, many have criticized Santa's spying as a violation of civil liberties, an example of unlawful monitoring, and gross abuse of power. Yesterday, you heard me talk about the gas stations in Detroit. Today, this is my contribution to that same shelf.
Well, you know that, yeah. Elf on the Shelf. This is funny.
Well, I was supposed to be.
You went into it in such a serious way. I don't know if anybody caught that this was a joke.
Well, listen. Well, yesterday I wasn't supposed to be up. I was supposed to be playing it straight with us.
Right, you were just given a story.
Didn't we have somebody, I'm trying to remember how far back this goes. It goes back some months anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do a story every day, and you were going to try to figure out whether I was scamming, or somebody was going to try to figure out when I do stories like this. Now I just kind of, either I'm caught or they're so obvious. But there have been times when I've done stories like that, and I haven't been caught.
That you know of.
By the way, the FCC story was real, for those of you who...
And the webcam spying, that's real also. The Elf on the Shelf, probably not spying at this point.
However, the Martians invading
was
definitely real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's talk about your teeth, shall we? How are your teeth looking?
Do you
want
to see mine?
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah. But your teeth make noise now. We have a lot of people with noisy teeth.
You're tuning up your teeth there.
Well, let me help you tune up your teeth a little bit better than perhaps what you're used to. If you're using those whiteners that are full, you know, those little plastic things that are used as abrasives. It's in soap sometimes, and now they're putting in toothpaste so it'll clean up the white. That's their answer to power swabs. Let's put stuff in the toothpaste or the whitening strips that will keep your teeth white or try to whiten your teeth. Won't do it as well nor as fast as power swabs. You start to use power swabs, and on average, use this thing, put it in your mouth. I do. There's two different things in the tube, two different tubes, and put about a minute's worth in on each tube. And within 5 minutes, you'll notice the shades of your teeth are becoming lighter and brighter. This is ultimate stain removal for your teeth. Whitening results better than you can possibly imagine with power swabs. And the thing that's really great about power swabs, other than they whiten up your teeth, all surfaces, caps, crowns, veneers, bonding, whitening teeth with little or no sensitivity at all. So if you tend to set your goals high and you want to give yourself a break, call this number, 800-865-7602. Order power swabs for yourself, for your spouse, for your friends, people who would like to have a better presentation, shall we say, and maybe they don't know how to do this. You've heard this commercial, so now you know how to do it. Now you know the rest of the story. So get some of it. Christmas time, be generous. 800-865-7602. And when you mention Doug Steffen when you call, you get free shipping and free stain out whitening quick stick that will, on the go, whiten and brighten up your teeth quickly. 800-865-7602. Power swabs, give it away as a gift. It's neat, 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 neat. Works well, 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 well. 800-865-7602.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
As previously promised, the deals of the day from the queen of cheap here on Good Day.
Okay, let's start with Christmas cards. If you haven't sent yours out yet and still looking for some, Card Store Photo has Christmas cards, the photo Christmas cards, at 70% off with a special coupon code. We have it for you at DougSteffen.com. If you're one of those people who still wear Crocs, and I'll admit I love my Crocs, especially the furry ones, big sale going on. All of them are under $19.99, a whole bunch of them, and the values are up to $50. Little clue here, if you don't see the ones that you want immediately, they're not in your size, switch colors. Sometimes they're like in your size in like purple or something like that. Kmart's having a great boot sale. Buy one pair, get one pair for a buck. So it's kind of like a buy one, get one free sort of thing. And the shoes start at $19.99, so do the sale. So the boots, so it's shoes and boots on sale. Redken, they've got perfect frizz-free blowout samples for you. They give you like three or four of them in the sample kit. You can figure out which one you like to use the best if your hair gets a little frizzy like mine does. And if you've got nothing to do, or you can't sleep, or you just like watching animals, there's Santa's live reindeer cam, and you can watch Santa feed his reindeer every day at 11, 6, and 9. And some of the reindeer have like big horns on them, and I was watching them last night, and I'm sitting there saying, why am I watching reindeers on a reindeer cam? But you know, ho 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 and all that. And you'll find all of these great tips at DougSteffen.com at the Queen of Cheap section. Lots of evergreen stuff in there too, and ways to save money.
Save money, like on Facebook, the Doug Steffen Good Day Queen of Cheap section. Every day it's different. Update yourself every day by checking it out at DougSteffen.com, please.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Swan Brothers.
Yeah, they were runners up last year.
From season four of The Voice. They opened up the show last night with Later On. I think I remember these guys. I think remember
yeah,
we
they're
talked
a brother
about
act.
Them. Yeah, right. God, can you imagine that was a year ago?
It wasn't. It was actually during the spring.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, if that makes you feel any better. Close, but not quite yet.
Time. All right, so The Voice is now in elimination mode, and James Wolpert was the first contestant eliminated last night.
After last night's performances, America voted, and I have the name of the first artist with one of the lowest number of votes, and therefore leaving us tonight. Here we go. The first artist leaving us tonight is... James Wolpert from Team Adam. I'm sorry, your time has come to an end.
All right. So that a lot of that stuff is nonsense. Do we want to play a couple of more? This is from season four as well. This lady, Michelle Chamuel, is that how you pronounce her name?
Chamuel.
Singing Go Down. Anybody watch this last night, by the way?
Not yet. But I do know that Team Blake was eliminated last night.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
All right, Tess Ann Chin was the first contestant to get through to the finals.
Of the first artist America voted into the finals, this artist will be moving on. Here we go. The first finalist is...
Oh, come on.
When they do that.
Yeah, thank you, Roberta. The whole thing. I don't know why we do this because I find the whole thing. Once in a while, you find
it's your show, buddy.
That we all like. I know. We all like.
The finalist is.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer. We're going to do the television report in the next half hour.
Yes.
And in the group of stories must come the American Film Institute's top 10 movies and television programs
well,
of the year.
Because we did those yesterday.
We did?
Yeah.
Where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the. You know, what we did the list that I was thinking about was the list of the people who are making the most money.
We did that too.
I know. Wait a minute.
In the TV report, we did the AFI stuff, yeah.
Huh. Did we do the movies,
you
too? Where was
I? We didn't do the movies.
Ah!
Just the TV, because it's a TV report, so see, right. We would just do TV.
All right, so the movies, then, I knew there was some, there's a reason this stuck in my craw. I can't remember everything that we do. When people say, what'd you do today? I don't know.
No.
Listen to the podcast. I don't remember what I did today. The AFI Top 10 Movies of the Year. I have not seen any of these. American Hustle? What's that about?
That's not even out yet.
No, I don't know.
Just listen, I'm looking at the list, Kenny. Captain Phillips, that was the one Tom Hanks played the captain of the ship that got taken over by the pirates. I didn't want to see that, but I haven't seen it yet. Fruitvale Station.
That was the one with Michael B. Jordan about the kid who got shot. It was based on that true story in Oakland.
Really?
Yeah.
Gravity. I haven't seen that. I wanted to see that. Mm-hmm. That was
that's the George
Sandra
Clooney
Bullock and George Clooney. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you see that George Clooney is supporting? Here's something that is sort of in the news. I'm not sure how many people care about what's going on in Ukraine, but George Clooney apparently does. He released a video text yesterday supporting protesters in the Ukraine demonstrations. You know what's going on over there? The government changed the president. The people in Ukraine want to have tighter relationships with Europeans. And the president said, no, we're gonna have better relations with Russia. So they've been rioting in the streets there all week long. George Clooney says, we in America support you. Do we? 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, who deserves my dollars, especially around the holiday seasons? When considering making a donation to an animal shelter, I personally prefer ones with a no-kill policy. Any shelter that you're considering should permit you to visit the premises. As a matter of fact, you should probably go there unannounced and request a copy of the organization's current financial report. If they refuse to provide you with a breakdown, consider another organization. And if tax deductibility of your contribution is important to you, the organization must be recognized by the IRS as a nonprofit organization. And this is so important, folks. Don't let slick promotional brochures or commercials be your only criterion for selecting an organization. Many small mom-and-pop organizations simply do not have the time, money, or the manpower to produce these fancy brochures. They're way too busy using their limited resources for doing the actual rescue work and caring for the animals. I say donate to the small mom-and-pops in your neighborhood. They're doing the work. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Say that in my sleep, so why would I have the wrong time, especially when I had it on my mind? On my mind is the news of the day, the things that you ought to know about, the people that are talking about. Jennifer Horan and Roberta and Kenny and I are here to do your bidding for you. There is a sigh of relief today.
Oh,
our nation's capital, gridlock. The headline is gridlock eases. In Washington, a budget deal has been reached that would avert a $63 billion automatic spending cut. Didn't you hope that would take place?
Mm-hmm.
It's expected to be approved by both houses. Gotta keep spending. Wow. Anybody understand what the Volcker Rule is? A lot of discussion on the business news, business talk radio stations on CNBC, Fox Business News, about the Volcker Rule, which is designed to diffuse the kind of extreme risk-taking on Wall Street that helped trigger the financial crisis that sent all of us into the bucket in 2008. How does it affect big banks? How does it help you be more protected? Volcker was the former chairman of the Fed, several times removed. I think he was the chairman before the old fossil era. What was the guy's name? Was married to Andrea Alan Greenspan. That's
Greenspan,
what it is.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So before he became the primo operator and then Ben Bernanke, this guy was pretty cautious. And so he proposed a way of making sure that the same thing can't happen again. I'm not buying it. I think the same thing can happen again. I don't think you can control these big banks, but supposedly this does it. So I guess you keep your fingers crossed, right? How many people keep money in banks versus buying stocks, bonds, that sort of thing? Roberta, do you keep a lot of money in the bank?
Yeah, and there was a study out that among the highly wealthy, the Ben Bernankes and all of that,
yeah,
that they're keeping 40% or more of their money currently in cash. They are not investing it in stocks or anything else.
Really?
Yep.
So people who have money, 40% of their money, 40% of their wealth is in cash.
Is in cash, yes.
That's interesting. What about gold and other things? We're just talking about cash, cash, cash.
They're talking about cash, yes.
Not invested in bonds or real estate trusts,
right?
Or
exactly,
any of that stuff.
Exactly. Really? They're just keeping it in cash. I think it's just uncertainty in the marketplace.
Mattress,
yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Big mattresses.
Big
up
mattresses
in the attic, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Under the sofa.
In the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Why? I have a 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Why is there a focus on the University of Oregon in the news today? That was yesterday as well. 888-302-3684. Since the weekend, in fact, there has been a lot of talk about what went on at the University of Oregon over the weekend. So why is there a focus on the University of Oregon and what happened there in the news? 888-302-3684. Swell prize. The person who figures that out or knows it and wants to share the information with the rest of the world, you can be our reporter on the scene. You don't have to be on the scene, but University, we got a lot of stations and a lot of people listening in Oregon. What's the scoop? I hopefully will find a winner who'll call from Oregon to tell us why the University of Oregon and their students are in the news. What's the story? 888-302-3684. Let's see. Meanwhile, the next steps in the Mandela funeral, casket draped with their flag, arriving at the seat of power, the Capitol, in a rotunda that they have there. And then it's going to be taken out to his little town, and he gets buried out there. All right. So I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm not really interested in spending a lot of time on the Mandela funeral. If you want to listen to that, you got to go listen to somebody else, because I've had enough of it, frankly. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just had enough. It's become banal. And sort of because of the next item, maybe I am standing back a little askance from all of this stuff, because once again, in the latest poll, every week there's a poll, and Obama's in low regard, and Congress is held in low regard. Two-thirds of people would like to see their House member replaced. Now, let's see if you hold on to that between now and next year, because replacing two-thirds of the 435 members of the House is probably a good idea. Shake things up. But do you really, 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 are you really, really, really going to vote for somebody else?
Well, because typically, like, if you ask most people, they're going to say, oh, we hate Congress, after Congress, you know, and they'll grumble about Congress. But when they bring up their local person, they'll say, well, that guy's all right. So that's an interesting number, that two-thirds of people would want to get rid of their local guy, because usually that, you know, people disconnect them from the real Congress.
Yeah, well, they say, everybody's bad except my guy.
Yeah.
My congressperson is okay. The rest of them are all bums.
So that's a big deal that they would want to vote
him
out.
Well, Obama's down in the, like, 30% approval rating, and Congress is at, like, 3 or something. That's an exaggeration. That's 9, I think. 9% approval rating. But people want to see a change. And it didn't get any better when you see all of this stuff, all the foolishness and the lack of control that they seem to have, because the bureaucrats now seem to be in charge. You see that every day with all the edicts that are coming from the White House and other sources that have no representative input whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
See it every day. 888-302-3684. All right, so let's try to figure out what was going on. I thought I'd take an Oregon call. So Shane's listening in Roseburg, Oregon, to the Good Day program. Shane, welcome. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
I'm well, thank you. Have I ever spoken with you before?
No, you sure haven't, bud.
Well,
I love your guys' show, and
hey
to everybody on the show.
Well, you say hi to everybody on the show. Everybody say back to Shane, hi. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hi.
Hi, Shane.
So what's the scoop from the University of Oregon?
Well, I guess it was a snowball fight out by the road, and it escalated into getting ugly with drivers beating people's cars with snowballs, and one kid was suspended, and several others were dealt with internally. They never really said what their punishment was.
Well, apparently the one who got suspended was a football, big football player.
Yeah.
And he got a little aggressive. Some of the people complaining were professors, like a guy named Sherwin Simmons, I believe is his name. He captured on video all of the things that were going on. They got nasty with him, threw more than snowballs at his car. And, I mean, the thing that this story more highlights than anything else is you cannot do anything anymore, anywhere, without somebody getting it, either a snapshot of it or a video.
Right. That's our society these days, buddy. There's cameras everywhere.
The police department is investigating only because the video, which has now gone viral, I think, on YouTube, Kenny, hasn't it? 2 million views of this. The video could be used as evidence against the students if they were to be prosecuted.
Right. So, well, they said the one guy got thrown out of the bowl game that they were going to.
Yeah,
the others weren't.
Right. This is
so I couldn't understand that. Maybe he in particular must have
was pretty aggressive.
The guy that got the camera or something.
No, the athletic department says that Pharaoh Brown was the player's name, suspended for his part in what ended up to be a fight. He's supposed to play in the Alamo Bowl on December 30th in San Antonio.
He said, not now.
Yeah. He said, I was one of the many students involved in the snowball fight, and my actions escalated to an inappropriate level, and for that I sincerely apologize.
Yeah.
They're called the Ducks. The Ducks.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Got it.
So anyway, that's the story. You're the man. You get the prize. Hold
good
on
job.
A second, Shane. Did a nice job. You make a good news reporter. He brought us the news. I don't like the conversational aspects of the news better than Doug Steffen barks the news.
That would be fun if you could actually bark.
Roberta.
Yes,
could
sir.
You, do you know the story of this fellow in New York who found an Emmy Award in the trash?
Really?
Yeah. There's a story at DougSteffen.com.
Somebody threw it out?
Somebody apparently threw out an Emmy Award, and they don't. It isn't inscribed. Yeah, well, let's find out. Let's see if we can dig around in that a little bit. We'll look at that in the television report, other television news coming, because the Emmys are for good television programming. So the Emmy story and other stories on the top of the pile when it comes to television coming right up with Jennifer on the Good Day program at 17 before the hour.
This holiday season, remember, a Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Two blizzards, he rides horses, 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
From Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Massey, responsibly.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At Clear Choice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for, and no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon. Unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win. There was 57
channels and... Bulletin!
Bulletin!
The Pope has been named the Time Person of the Year.
I can see that.
Yeah, not a bad choice. They always say it's not based on whether they're good or bad. It just is something that their editorial board votes on. And it becomes a good way to sell Time Magazine. That's all it really is. It's how can we get a conversation about Time Magazine a week or two before the end of the year. All right, Jen, television news. You got a lot of it today.
Bette Midler is in the news today, Dougie. She's going to play the great Mae West.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on down and see me sometime.
That's kind of the perfect role for her, actually, in a movie for HBO. It'll be a film directed by the exorcist William Friedkin, and it'll be written by Harvey Fierstein. Say that five times fast. And it'll be based on West's autobiography, Goodness.
Why do we know Harvey Fierstein? Why do we know that name?
He does a lot of writing for TV, especially for HBO and Showtime.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the reviews for The Sound of Music were definitely mixed. NBC did a live performance of that over the weekend.
Yeah, but look at the ratings for it.
The ratings were incredible. So even if you hated it, people watched it. NBC is looking to now make this a new holiday tradition, according to...
At least one bad live performance a year?
One bad musical a year, yeah. According to Robert Greenblatt, he told the New York Times that they're already circling a couple of other titles that could be staged for next year. So it's their new holiday thing over at NBC to do a Broadway classic with familiar songs. Comedian Kevin Pollak will play Anna Faris's father in a January episode of CBS Mom for a little casting news. MTV has decided not to bring back Teen Mom 3. No big loss there for a second season. It followed 16 and pregnant moms Mackenzie, Brianna, Alexandria, and Katie. The fourth season of Portlandia will premiere on February 27th on IFC. And the guest stars this season will be Vanessa Bayer from Saturday Night Live, Kristen Dunst, Queens of the Stone Age's Josh Homme, I think is how you say his name, singer Katie Lang, Guns N' Roses' Duff McKagan, Maya Rudolph, Olivia Wilde, and The Monkees' Michael Nesmith, which is kind of cool. VH1 has acquired the rights to the now-canceled ABC series Happy Endings. They're going to start airing them on Wednesdays in 2014. VH1.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why? Why is that a good fit over there?
I think because that's their demo. They want to reach 20 and 30-something women, so it would be a good fit for them. They're going to start off with a marathon of all 57 episodes starting on New Year's Eve at 8 p.m. So if you need plans New Year's Eve, pop some popcorn, happy endings. It's pretty good. Now, Friday Night Light fans were a very big, loud group, and they were hoping that their favorite show would come to the big screen, but they got some bad news earlier this week. The executive producer for the series, Peter Berg, said a movie version of the drama, not going to happen. There's not going to be a movie.
Mm-mm. All right, so here's the story of this Brooklyn man who found a gold Emmy in the trash and took it home, not knowing what it was. His name was Ishmael, I think, can you pronounce that, Roberta? It looks like Kalik, Kakik, C-E-K-I-C. Anyway, he said he was walking in front of a house near his home on 28th Avenue in Bensonhurst when he spotted this golden statue in a box with the trash. He had no idea what he was holding on to until he watched the Emmy Awards.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
And then he says, he's looking at his coffee table, and he says, wow. I'm looking at this and says, what the hell?
An Emmy Award.
It's an Emmy Award. Problem is the trophy, believed to be from the 1950s, doesn't have the band on its base identifying who the winner was.
I wonder who it was. Who do you think?
I don't know. 1950s? Who would have been a big
TV
star?
Maybe somebody who died and they were cleaning out someone's apartment?
Yeah, wouldn't you think that would have some, you could sell out on eBay or something.
Yeah, somebody wouldn't know what it was. They thought maybe, or they just, it might have been in the box. They just threw the box out.
Eek! Yikes! You know?
Eek!
All right, so that's that story. Lots of stories, part of the conversation here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Always happy to have with us the kind and gentle and loving Warren Eckstein. And to check in on your pet. The animal lovers of the world are brought into the allure of Warren's mystique. How do you like that? That's pretty cool. I like that myself. All right, so Warren's a pal. He's here to help you. We'll talk about Sal Esposito in a matter of moments and find out why Sal's in the news. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time, it'll land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold. Use as directed.
All right, so Warren, you have found out the story of Sal Esposito from Boston, called the jury duty. One thing standing in the way of his ability to serve, and that is... Where'd Warren go?
He's a cat.
Duh. Listen to Warren.
Yeah. When was that a problem?
Right, for cats. This couple, the Espositos, received a jury duty summons for their cat, who had been listed in the household for the census in 2010. So, you know what this reminds me about, Kenny and Warren and Roberta and Jennifer? When Kenny had to fill out his health care forms for the state of California, had to list his all of his pets and the seven children that he doesn't have. So I'm betting that this is from that kind of a list. So when you get right down to it, these, and by the way, court didn't care. They rejected the family's request for disqualification because it was a cat.
I wonder how many dogs and cats actually vote.
Vote. Mm-hmm. That's another idea. I haven't even thought about that. That's a
point, yeah.
That is a point.
And if they do, I wonder if there'd be more liberal pets and more conservative pets. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. I find this fascinating stuff. Anyway.
Well, there's been dogs and cats elected mayors of small towns.
Yep.
And those small towns are generally the ones that do the best. So I say, listen, I would rather be in front of a jury of 12 cats, believe me.
A jury of your peers.
No.
All right. So you posted at WarrenEckstein.com, thepetshow.com, a question about whether pets come into the room when you are having sex, when you're making love, when you're in a compromising position.
Yeah.
Really? What made you ask that? What made you think that?
Well, people always, people will call me up and say, listen, my husband and my wife were in the middle of having a relationship, and the dog came in and reacted very, very aggressively.
What does that mean, aggressively? Jumps on the bed?
I don't have to explain it to you, Doug. There's kind of sounds that take place sometimes when people are in a compromising position, and sometimes the dog assumes that one person is hurting the other and can become aggressive at that point. So that's why God created doors. I don't understand this being a problem,
But. Well, so then you're suggesting that people close the doors to keep their pets out during lovemaking.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't even get naked in front of my dogs, and I love my dogs more than anyone, but I don't shower in front of my dogs. I don't want to be raided by my dogs. I want my dog coming in and saying, holding up a sign and saying 8.5 today when you did a 9 yesterday, Warren. I just don't do it.
Really?
That's just me. Do you get undressed in front of Charlotte?
I do, in fact.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
see, sure. No one loves their pets more than me, but there are certain things that I don't do, and one of them is dance in front of my dog.
Your dog's naked in front
Charlotte.
Of you.
He has Charlotte's opinion on what he's wearing. That's why he wears so much corduroy.
That could be it. You heard the story of Cindy the Golden Retriever, honored in Santa Rosa by the Children's Hospital for her service as a therapy dog. She was adopted from the Gold Ribbon Rescue. Cindy, honorary registered nurse. She apparently, it's a group called Paws That Heal. Are you familiar with them?
I am.
Yeah. What's the story with them?
It's a great group. It's absolutely a great group. But, there's a story I just posted. I got to share with you, Doug. I just posted this story about a stray dog that saved a severely injured woman, and the dog had no owner. The shepherd showed up after this woman had a car accident. I think you'd love to post it on your site. I have it under Stray Dog Drags a Severely Injured Woman. Great story. Now the dog's going to become a search and rescue dog professional.
All right. So, Kenny, we'll post that. We'll bring it over and post it, and you can share with your friends.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.